Don't we all? TH. Don't we all love those endless movies and series? About the tough big guys playing their tough big power game there, whether in the political chambers or on the battlefield or among the drug cartels, and mafias. I mean, yeah, they provide us drama, right? Or we can watch hockey. Or whatever. And those who write the scripts for the movies, they read books about how to write scripts for movies to capture our minds and pull them in and engage emotionally. And the first thing you learn, of course, is that the best candy is conflict. Throw in some kind of conflict, even if it's just the same old guys bashing each other with their fists or shooting with those bigger and bigger guns, and the girl and the cliffhanger. And you know, we've seen it over and over, but it still works because it's like we ate the same candy over and over, didn't we? So we are simple creatures, we humans, most of us. And while I'm watching the Narcos, which is interesting because it's based on reality, and you see those guys there, the top mighty leaders of the cartels. With money on the level of countries and whole armies around them, sitting there, slugging it out, being tough, making deals, betraying each other, competing with each other. Making pacts with each other. But really, these guys sitting here, playing that chess game, are the same guys who did it in school or whatever. In the sandbox. With the same underlying driving principles and forces. That are really rather, if you think about it, infantile. I want more. You do as I say. You don't take from me, I take from you. I mean, toddlers think like that in the sandbox. But aren't we humans? Because, I mean, we are the great humans on this planet, right? The crown, crest, jewels of evolution. We're really something. But wouldn't it befit us as humans to grow up a little bit? Now, speaking about evolution, yeah, sure, we're we came up with all this high-tech and slick stuff that we call civilization. But even there, when you scrutinize it all a bit, it can be the same game, sandbox. So as far as spiritual or mental or actual human in the sense of light and being evolution, what happened with that? Because the thing is, and therefore I'm saying we're maybe looking at an historical anomaly here, because the thing is, if you go back in time, like 100 years or so before materialism started to take over, from the old society, which was really based on another general philosophy named idealism, and where both the soul and God and other world and all that was allowed and even a generally accepted reality, then you found another form of evolution. If you look through their teachings and books and scripture, all that was about our inner qualities. It was about virtues, not vices, and how to cultivate yourself, how to realize yourself, how to become a better person and therefore happier, and all those things you find there in their knowledge. That's what they were teaching in the universities back in Middle East Europe, and that's what they teach in India and the Gurukuls still today, I think, I hope. So, but something happened that shut that off a bit, or choked it temporarily, I hope, here, I mean, in the West and elsewhere also now, because it's being exported all over the world. This kind of excessive, flat-out hedonism. I mean, for those who even know what that word means, that's what it is. A hedonistic culture that has then used all these fantastic innovations that I would say are part of the actual evolution, and use them for devolution, for destructive purposes even, or because real evolution, I would say, also has to include an inner evolution, doesn't it? But then some people came there in the beginning of the 20th century and told us basically there is nothing inner. It's all just matter, the whole thing, and life is just about surviving and grabbing what you can till it's over and trying to enjoy as much as you can. And I would say this is like a freebase version of hedonism. And that's where we are now. With a bunch of people going completely mad rolling around in stacks of money and incessant sense enjoyment. And the thing is that it's kind of regional, because it started in Europe and in America and it's much being upheld from there too. And what's more, that civilization, if you should call it that, that we're not talking about, That, of course, beats the Romans tenfold or hundredfold. Largely exists and thrives at the cost of the other people. In the south and in the east and so on. Well, that's a bit remarkable too, isn't it? But we need not again find enemies to fight. Even if it's just mud throwing, finding the guilty ones, but it's us, the humans, who are the guilty ones. Whether you're on the east or the western side or whatever, but if you, me and we, gave up a part of, and I would say the most important part of, ourselves, staking everything at the on that material scene out there, should we expect anything else than being unfulfilled and frustrated and angry and greedy and mad? And then on the eastern side, those who do have that wisdom coming from their culture, from the past, India, China, and Japan, all those places, I mean, basically all over the world, actually. They have their wisdoms that are pretty similar between all countries, north and south and west and east. But then who lays that aside and enchanted and intoxicated by the fantastically well-crafted advertisement that paints this beautiful image in our minds of a paradise that can be ours one day. And so we throw ourselves into that carousel among all those partying people. Of course, only a few can get in and remain, so that's part of the game. And then there in the other underworld, like the workers are struggling to maintain their show, underpaid. So, what is this grumpy old man suggesting then? Well, it's simple, isn't it? It's clear, isn't it? Each and every one of us is part of it, is part of the problem, but can also be part of the solution. And it all starts in our hearts, my heart, your heart, and it's don't think I'm all getting sugary pinkish here. I mean our real inner true selves in there. When we start to, first of all, realize and become aware of that we are a self in here, filled with a lot of incredible qualities and characteristics and character traits and abilities, thinking, feeling, willing, loving, hating, creating, I mean, come on, joking. We are fantastic beings. And that's how we are. And we are behind here looking into this world out there and thinking what to do now. So, it's all just a matter of waking up to ourselves more and not just trudge along in the ride that someone has made for you. And those who are of the East or whatever, from the old wise cultures, I would say, you know better, and you can save the world because you have the knowledge. It's all there. For instance, Indians, I don't know if it's still going on, but they used to be just standing there with stars in their eyes, with actually dollar signs, looking at America and green card and how to somehow they make it in that heaven of the West. But at the same time, looking at their own culture, they can quickly see, if they care to see, because they have the brains and culture enough to be able to see that this is not where heaven is. It's more of the nether heaven that you can learn about in the Puranas. So, I'm a little tired of looking at this. I mean, for a long time, of course, looking at these cliched movies that are just being churned out as candy from the dream factories. F- for generating the revenue. And the ROI counter is ticking, tick, 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 dollar, 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 as usual. It's boring. And you all know it. So I want something more. I want something new. I have lots of ideas for interesting movies and stories that can be produced and told. And I'm just trying to write some myself as far as I can do, but there's so much more I can see. And we can just build or revive, I would say, real human culture. And I know some people then say, oh, you think it was better in the past, don't you? You're romantic. I'll tell you, nothing was better in the past. But that's not really the point, past or now or future. It's about potential. It's about really the knowledge we have at hand here. We have it available online and everything, knowledge from now and from the Ice Age that humans have somehow or other preserved. I mean, it's amazing. And now we have these tools like OpenAI that could have been more open, but still that help us to access that knowledge, because that's really what these machines do. They're not people or entities, and they're not alive. They're just tools for us living people to process information. And I mean, that's amazing. If we use this now, we can just boost our, I mean, knowledge level exponentially, as it seems. I mean, it can be, I mean, literally used for enlightenment. But of course, it can turn the other direction too, depending on what we do with it. And that's the way it is with freedom, with power, that we can use it or misuse it. And that's only up to us, each and every one of us. Do I want to go on this ride or that ride, or walk by foot, or together with my friends? I mean, many people today, they reclaim and that freedom. Some longing back for more communal living. And I say these are all probably, hopefully, symptoms and signs of that many people are waking up like that. And they're looking more at old wisdom and nature and really Dharma and all that, trying to understand how the world works as a living being, and not as some pile of dirt that we can just play around with as we like in our sandbox. So, yeah, and I mean, this, what you're seeing here is just hopefully a humble part of that.